Ervin Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes 10:9. We're going to revisit the topic that we discussed back in Mishnah Dalad regarding the question of whether one who is standing in Rishus Yachid may move something in Rishus Rabim, and similarly, if one is standing in Rishus Rabim, may he move something in Rishus Yachid if he doesn't have any reason to bring it over to his Rishus. And there in Mishnah Dalad we said, yes, one may. Here in Mishnah Tes, we're going to see Rabbi Meir disagrees and says one may not. Rabbi Meir says, Lo yamud adam b'rishus ha-yachid, a person may not stand in the rishus ha-yachid, v'yiftach b'rishus ha-rabim, and open the door that's standing in the rishus ha-rabim, meaning the keys are happening over there, or b'rishus ha-rabim, nor may he stand in the rishus ha-rabim, v'yiftach b'rishus ha-yachid, and open a door that's in the rishus ha-yachid, using a key over there. Ele imken asam mechitza gvo asar tfachim, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, unless you enclose the area that you're standing with walls of 10 tefachim, in which case that makes you standing in Rishus Yachid, so to reach into Rishus Yachid from Rishus Yachid, that would be okay. Meaning, he's in direct conflict with Mishnah Dalad when we said that it's not a problem. Amru lo, the rabbis disagree with him, and they try to bring a story to disprove his theory, his shita. Amru lo, they said to him, Ma'aseh b'shuk shel patamin shehaya b'Yerushalayim. They say, the case in point that will prove you wrong is the practice that was done in the butcher's market. Patamin means people who fatten things up. So these are butchers who fatten animals up for slaughter. So in the butcher's market, Shehaya b'Yerushalayim, in the city of Yerushalayim, Shehaya no'alin u'manichin es ha-mavteach b'chalon shel gabi ha-pesach, they would lock up their stores and then put the keys in a window over the entranceway. And we're talking now about a window that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground on a ledge that's 4x4 tefachim. So that would put the key now in a Rishus Yachid. And we're assuming the person standing outside is in Rishus Rabim. And we're saying that that's what they did. And they unlocked the doors, reaching over from Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yachid. And that's a case in point to prove to you that indeed it's permitted. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shuk shel tzemarim haya. Rabbi Yossi agrees in principle that it's permitted. He just says that the actual historical event didn't happen in the butcher's market, but rather it happened in the wool processor's market, and you know where they sell textiles in that marketplace. The Tver Yisrael suggests a difference between the two shitas of where it happened is that a butcher's market is a place where you actually might need to get in on Shabbos to access, let's say, there's food over there, some cooked meat, let's say, whereas, you know, textiles, fabrics that are there and the, you know, being processed, there's no use for those on Shabbos. So the point is that according to Rabbi Yossi, to suggest that Tiferes Yisrael, even if you have no good reason, so to speak, to extenuating circumstances or something to get in there, it's just not a problem. It's not a problem to move things in one rishus from another rishus if you have no reason to bring it towards you. So that's gonna be the halacha. As an important side point, as a tactical point here, the truth is that Yerushalayim was a walled city whose doors locked at night, the gates locked at night, and therefore, in truth, Yerushalayim is not a Rishus Rabim. In Midorais of Rishus Yachid, it's walled. So that would therefore suggest you have not got a great proof against Reb Meir Shita, because he's talking about reaching from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid or vice versa, and the butcher's market, the doorway and everything, and the store is all Rishus Yachid, but so is technically Midorais anyways, the streets outside of Jerusalem. So the answer is, and the Gemara discussed, the answer is that in truth, Yerushalayim is just like a carmelis. It's a common place that needs to be connected by Shetufa Mavos, and it wasn't throughout the whole city. It couldn't be. You can't enclose an entire city in one shituf, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. So that being the case, it's only would be a Durban issue, but the Chachamim knew that Reb Meir Shita was, even from Rishus Yachid to Carmelis or vice versa, is forbidden. So they're addressing that point. They're saying even that's not a problem. That's also not a problem, based on the story they had from the activities in Yerushalayim. In any case, the Lach isn't like Reb Meir, the Lach is like the Chachamim, and like we saw back in Mishnah Dalad, that one can indeed reach over from one domain to another domain and move something over there, again, provided there's no reason he would need it back, like the key, for example, where he is standing. If he would need the object where he is standing, then it would be Asur Midrabanan, out of a fear he'll bring it over to his side.